It's Friday, December 6, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. DHS takes one step forward and two steps back, two sets of cybersecurity woes, and a roundup of big tech moves and blockchain. This is the Business of Tech. The Department of Homeland Security had quite a week. In a filing reported on Monday, Homeland Security wanted to expand facial recognition checks for travelers arriving and departing from the U.S. to also include citizens who had previously been exempt from mandatory checks. The department has a deadline of 2021 to roll out facial recognition to the largest 20 airports despite, quote, technical and operational challenges, end quote. However, on Thursday, the agency backtracked. U.S. citizens will still be allowed to, quote, voluntarily participate in the biometrics entry-exit program, end quote. Two senators put forward a bill last month that would require law enforcement get a warrant before using facial recognition technology. Why do we care? Facial recognition has had significant pushback, with cities starting the trend and California, Oregon, and New Hampshire outright banning the technology for law enforcement, and San Francisco banning it outright. It's been reported here before. The technology is certainly useful and has many applications. However, without asking the questions, should it be used, and understanding and defining the implications to privacy, this is part of the pushback. This particular blowback happened very fast and very publicly. The lesson here remains constant. It's best to understand the implications first and define the ethical use earlier in the process. Two cybersecurity stories of the day. In Louisiana, only 28% of the state's 79 motor vehicle offices are operational following the cyber extortion that hit the government services more than 2 weeks ago. This targeted attack started with an employee opening a malicious link. This follows a similar assault on the state school system earlier this year. In New York, CyrusOne has suffered a ransomware attack impacting thousands of customers and six managed services providers. Customers impacted are primarily serviced by the New York data center, and the R-Evil ransomware is the same ransomware that knocked out 400 dental offices back in August. And a few related stories around big tech and media to round out our week. Instagram is now collecting birth dates from new users in an attempt to focus on child safety and data privacy regulations. Meanwhile, NATO Stratcom conducted a test of the ability of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram to detect malicious activity by purchasing engagement in 105 different posts across the networks. Over a four-month testing period, researchers were able to document that 4 in 5 purchased interactions were still online, and 3 weeks after a sample of fake accounts was reported, 95% of the accounts were still active. In this report, the term MSP is used for manipulation service provider, a type of company that allows clients to buy clicks and inflate their social media presence. And in an unrelated report, a new Gartner report posits that blockchain could be used to defeat fake news, theorizing that up to 30% of world news and video content would be authenticated as real by blockchain ledgers. Why do we care? Big tech is doing their best to prove they simply don't care. Despite assurances from the companies they're doing something about the problem, here's research that they aren't. It seems they're begging to have governments step in. The alternate use of MSP is also notable for those in technology to understand there's another meaning here. Acronyms are highly overused in technology anywhere, and with the blowback on big tech, this could get larger. The article around blockchain also contains three other predictions: digital securities exchanges using blockchain for identity, and a prediction that China is likely to take the blockchain lead. China is coming on strong in artificial intelligence as well, as was reported yesterday, and here's another area where the private sector alone will not be able to solve the problem of the Chinese government moving fast. Blockchain for identity and for combating fake news would be very welcome, and this is clearly an area where investment is needed. Link in the show notes to dive in deeper. The Business of Tech is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 36 is out. This week, the guys talk about Walmart and Amazon battling it out in the drone wars, how to engage your vendors, and the contract for the web and what it means from an opportunity perspective. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. So, I'm fighting a cold today, so besides this podcast, I'm not doing much besides watching The Mandalorian and curling up on the couch. Everyone have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.